Mrs. Berger speaking.
Is Mr. Valenti with the president?
Yes, but I can get him.
Oh, Chairman Heller is trying to reach him.
All right, thank you. Mm-hmm. Hold on just a minute.
All right.
Yes, Walter.
Thank you. Just a moment, sir. There you are.
Jack, Walter. How are you?
We're still working.
Oh, hell yes. Day and night these
isn't
days.
Isn't that awful?
I gather you are, too.
Yeah, I'm at the office. I'm still here.
Well, I wanted to give you some rather interesting economic news and then see whether you agreed with me on how to play it. We now have the first after-the-fact estimate of the fourth quarter GNP, which we previously thought was going to be 597.5, remember?
Yeah.
And that gave us license for saying we were crossing the 600 mark. Well, believe it or not, it comes out to a flat 600 for the whole fourth quarter. Which is, the figure's been in the public eye so much that, of course, it probably isn't as striking at first blush as, may not appear striking as it really is. That is a terrific jump from the third quarter.
What was the third quarter?
The third quarter was 589. You see, no, I've got that wrong. I'm sure I've got that wrong. Bill, what was the third quarter? Can you get, while we're talking, Bill Capron here will get the indicators. They ought to be up there, are they? No. Well, we'll get it. Anyway, it's a beautiful jump from the third quarter. I think it was 588, and this is about a $12 billion jump. Now, and as I say, there's $2.5 billion above that flash estimate of 4 weeks ago. And this will round the GNP for all of 63 up to 585 billion.
For the total year.
For the total year, that's right, instead of 584. Now, you know, this may not sound like a great deal, but it actually gives us so much more solid launching platform for the whole 64 program that it's a very considerable significance. Now, I've written a memo to the president to give him the facts.
Good.
And it's ready to go over whenever, I don't know whether he, 588.7 was the third quarter.
Well, now, when he had that press conference, he said we're at this moment crossing the 600
billion. Yeah, and it turns out that we crossed it for the whole of the fourth quarter. In other words, that we must have crossed it several weeks earlier than the then commerce estimates indicated.
Yeah.
Now, the last-minute boost, interestingly enough, came mostly from a surge of consumer spending in December. Those flash figures, remember, that I mentioned that show this retail sales rise of 4.5%, 6.5%. And then I say in my memo to him, normally I would urge immediate White House release of such good news. In this case, I advise a rigid clamp on the news till January 20th, the release date of your economic message, for two reasons. Most important, let's not give the Senate Finance Committee any reason for feeling they can slow down their action on the tax bill. B, less important, let's preserve the news as an unexpected plum in your message. Because, you know, the pros will really find this rather impressive. The public, I don't think, will, since it's been mentioned so often, get so much out of it. Well, I checked this with Joe Fowler earlier this evening, and he couldn't have agreed more. He said, God, he said, let's not let that out while the Senate Finance Committee is on the ball, because they'll get more comfortable about, it'll take a little of the economic heat off, you see. And the reason for going over this with you is that essentially, I want your judgment on taking this line and calling Luther Hodges tomorrow and saying, let's have this released in the economic message and not till then, and B, for God's sakes, make sure your boys don't leak this.
I think you ought to, and I think it's coming from you, and this is a suggestion, and you've been in touch with Fowler, and that the main reason why is the Finance Committee and the Senate. That's the main thing.
Sure.
And then saying that as an extra added attraction, the president can release this, and I'd suck up to old Luther a little bit. And,
oh well, you know I have a fine,
and him and,
I have a fine relationship with Uncle Luther.
That's fine. That's fine.
And when I handled this matter with him about having released this stuff that annoyed the president down at the ranch, I did it in a way that
he's a good man.
I like him. I like him. I'm in his corner.
That's fine.
Now, the other thing is, the president said that he himself, this was when Bob Nathan and I had a little talk with him yesterday.
Yes.
He said that he himself would look over our foreign aid chapter for, this is not for his message, but for our report to him,
right,
which is printed, of course. And he thought he might look it over the weekend or something like that. Is he going to be, you think, in the mood to look at something tomorrow or the next day?
Yeah, sure.
Yeah.
I agree.
Well, I'll send it over in the morning.
Okay, Walter.
Thank you, Jack.
Bye.